Kum lena black gemara. Now it's Sunday, and we're up to Dav Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. We're still in the middle of the sugya of Chanukah, and the last thing we learned was that women are also included in the Nes. And they can also make a make like Chanuklet, and they can be Moitzi, a man as well. Omar Rav Sheisha said that Aksanoi, if you are a guest, Chayiv in Chanukah, even though you don't have a house, you still have a mitzvah that devolves on the individual. It's not a din of the house. It's on you that you have to have Ner Chanukah. Omar Abzeira Meresh, earlier on, Kehavina Beira, when I was a bocher and I was in yeshiva, Mishtatafna Beprite, Bahadi Ushpiza, I gave some money, contributed some money to the host, and I had a chelik in the Chanukah licht. Bosad in the Siviitza, but after I married a woman, Amina, I said, Hashta Vade Loi Tzarichna, I no longer have to contribute, the Komadliki Olai Begoy Besoy. Because they're lighting for me at home. So the Rav Yitzchak with that. Omer Shmulevi, Kol Hashmanim Kulan Yofin Lener. The shaila about, you know, people travel from Australia to America, let's say Chanukah, and their wives are home, or somebody's at home or lights for them at home. And the reason why it seemed that it's good enough to light at home, because before we said Chanukah on the left, on the Duz on the right, which the Bnei Yeshua says, and Sfasemis and others, that means that Chanukah actually is a mitzvah on the home. So if you have a home, you light it in the home and you yetzer your mitzvah. If you don't have a home, you know, because I know you have to still give something, but if you have a home, you yetzer with a mitzvah. The problem going to Australia, to America, or vice versa, is that when they're lighting in your home, for you it's a different day. So the question then is if you were yetzer with that or not. Because, you know, they might be in the third night of Chanukah and you're still in the second. Omer Shmulevi. Shmulevi says, Kol Hashmanim, all the oils, Kulan Yofleneir, all the oils are good for candles. But nevertheless, olive oil is by far the best. I used to try to go for sesame seed oil. Omar, he said, this burnt a lot longer, and therefore it's much better. It burns a lot longer. And Kivan the Shama Lahada Bashir Malavi, Hirshim Malavi, Mahadra Mishka Zesa, he said a what? That we're talking about olive oil. Omar, he said, Hai Tzolol Nehoida Tvei. That this then definitely burns better. Rashi doesn't tell us, it's clearer, so I decided to use olive oil. Rashi doesn't tell us we're talking about Shabbos or we're talking about Chanukah Licht. It would seem from Rashi that it's talking about Shabbos Licht. And the reason is, Rashi says, he would have thought that it's better to use sesame because it lasts longer. If it's Chanukah Licht, who cares? We have a fixed time, it has to burn for a half an hour, that's all. It doesn't have to last longer at all. No inyan. Shabbos, it has to last longer because you have to have a meal, and this is your Shabbos lit. You can't light candles on Shabbos, so therefore you need to have candles that last quite a long time. But Tosfos clearly learns that it's talking about Ner Chanukah. And still, because it lasts longer. You have to understand what exactly is the Maila in lasting longer. And Tosfos says on Shabbos, definitely olive oil is better, because it burns better and there's no problem of Shemayata. But what exactly is the inyan of Chanukah lasting longer? Remember last time we discussed, the Rif says that after the half an hour you can take all the oil and you can extinguish it and use the oil for your own purpose. There's absolutely no benefit in lasting longer whatsoever. Others disagree. So maybe Tosfos holds like those others disagree and believes that as long as it's burning, it's still doing a mitzvah, even though the mitzvah is only half an hour. You're still a mitzvah, you're not allowed to touch the oil and have any benefit from the oil. So maybe that's the explanation of Tosfos why it's a mile in Chanukah burning longer. Anyway, the bottom line is olive oil is the best because it burns the best. Says about it further, talking about oils. Amar Rav Shmuel Levi, Kol Hashmanim Yofin Lener, all oils are good for ink. V'shem Zayis Nolcha, but Shem Zayis, olive oil is the best thing for ink. Iboilu, now the way Rashi explains, the way ink was made then was that they used to go ahead and they used to make smoke. They used to smoke up oils and put a glass thing there, and there used to be black, what do you call it? Black soot all over the glass thing, and then they used to scrape it and they used to peel it off, and and then they used to go ahead and mix some other oil with it, and they used to then knead it together, and out of that they made ink. So he says here that all oils are good and olive oil is the best. Which part? There's two stages here. One stage is when you smoke it up, and one stage is later when you knead it, you add a little bit more oil. So which one is it? Is it legabel when you knead it later and you add a little bit more oil? Olive oil is the best. Or smoking. Tashma coming in. Tashma b'shem ozitzer. Kol hashmanim yofin d'yoy. All the oils are good for ink. B'shem mezayis me'mulcher. But olive oil is the best. Bein legab or bein la'ashen. Whether it's for kneading and whether it's for smoking. This way. All the smokes are good for ink. When it comes to smoking, olive oil is the best. Tesis learns all the saps are good for ink. And Rashi says, talking about rubber, the sort of cutoff, but the sap of this particular tree called cutoff, Yofim Kulm is the best for ink. Somebody lights Chanukah, he has to make a bracha. Even though it's only a mitzvah or a banan, it still requires a bracha. Rabbi Ramar, haroye neishel Chanukah levorich. If you see the Chanukah, you have to make a bracha. And big machleik is a shayim. Rashi here, in the Rashi says here, it's talking, he heard from his Rebbes, it's talking about somebody he did not light in his house, or somebody on a ship. Sounds like that even though his wife lit for him in his house, doesn't matter. Or even though he plans to light later, doesn't matter. If he didn't light yet, he makes a bracha when he sees the Chanukah licht. Others hold that if his wife lit in the house, he don't make a bracha. Others hold that even if nobody lit or his wife didn't light, but he is going to make a light later, he doesn't make a bracha. So there's three opinions in the halacha. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch, it contradicts itself from one siman to the next. And the Mordechai has a different pshat in Rashi. Amar Yehuda. Yehuda says, Yom Rishon, the first day, Haroyeh, the one who sees it, Tesis and Sukkah explains why this is the only mitzvah when you see you make a bracha, because it's all about Pesume Nisa. Yom Rishon, the first day, Haroyeh, Mevorah Beis, make two brachas. Madlik Mevorah Gimel, the one who lights it, makes three. Mekan Veilach, here on in, Madlik Mevorah Shtayin, the one who lights it, makes two brachas. The Roye Mevorah Chachas, the one who sees, makes one bracha. My Mamait, which one do you lose after the first day? Mamait's Mashach Yonu. Why don't we reduce the miracle? So we answer, Nais Kol Yoyim Isi. Every day there was a new miracle. The fact that it continued burning every day was a miracle. My Mavorich, what is the bracha? Mavorich Hashem Kishon, that's one of the Hadig Nezha Chanukah. Vehechit Tzivonu, how can you say Tzivonu? It's only from the rabbis. Rav Avi Amar, Rav Avi says, it says the Pasig, Meloi Sosu. Says the Pasig, you shouldn't deviate from the words, you know, about they teach you right or left. And the Chemi Amar, it's not a loisus, it's an asay. Sha'alavicha v'yagetcha, zikeinecha v'yemrulach. You ask your elders, which are the Rabbanon, and they will tell you, zikeinecha v'yemrulach. As Machlek Zeram or Merashi, whether the sasa is mahatayram or the Rabbanon. Mosiv Rab Amram, Rab Amram has a question. So you're telling me that every mitzvah of the Rabbanon requires a bracha. Tell me, hadmai. Demai is when you purchase food, tvua, grains from an Amma Oretz. We know they gave truma, but we're not sure if they gave maaser. So the Rabbanon enacted a law that you're not allowed to eat the tvua unless you give maaser. But if you're poor, then the Rabbanon suspended their iser, and they said, you know what, you can eat the demai. So my demai, but you can use it for an eruv of chatzera, so mishtachma, you can use it for mavoy, is because everyone has a migo. You could have said, I would become poor, make all your nechasim, your assets, hefker, and then you're poor. So therefore, you're allowed to use that, because there's a possibility you can eat it. Umevorchin olav, you make a bracha on it. Umezamin olav, your bench, even though it's Issa, you make a bracha. The Raivet holds that all these surim, you make a bracha. B'shegi Gobe makes it. Not like the Rambam who says that you don't make a bracha if you ate something that's asr. So according to the Raivet, this is only mentioning Derech Agav. According to the Rambam, this is only unique by Demai. You can set it aside when you're naked because you don't have to make a bracha. Clear. The Rabbanon said, give ma'aser, and yet you don't have to make a bracha. Ubein hashmashes, you can do it on Friday, bein hashmashes, because only the Rabbanon. Now the question is, I am becoming the Rabbanon by bracha, every Rabbanon requires a bracha. So, hocha kika orim hechim mevarich, how can you be mafresh when you're naked? You can't make a bracha. But be'inan, don't we have a rule, v'hoye machanecha kaddish? We have a rule that you can't, should be holy, and it says there, v'layil b'cha ervas dover, you shouldn't see. An ervos, how can it be? Beleka, you don't have that here. Amar Abaye, Abaye says the rule. Vadai de divrein boi bracha. If something is a vada, you know, the Rabbanu came along and says, you have to light Chanukah, surely make a bracha. Safik de divrein, demai, the whole idea of demai is only a safik, we're not sure. Then loi boi bracha, you don't require bracha. So the Gemara, what about Yom Tov Sheni? The safik de divrein, the whole basis for this is the Rabbanu made us have a second Yom Tov because of a safik. And yet a boy bracha require bracha. So we answer, hachon there, you're right. Keheche de loy lizil zulibah. If we're going to treat it leniently, nobody's going to take it seriously. So therefore we make a bracha. Rava says, Reva ma'aretz ma'asin. It's not even, there's no suffix here. Because the vast majority of ma'aretzim gave ma'isa. Big machlek is the shayinim, is Rava arguing on the principle of Abayinat. Rashi says that Rava clearly argues. Rava holds that a suffix, the Rabbanon, you do make a bracha. And that's how that Ivan learns. And the Rambam says no. So it knows like this. Let's say you don't remember if you bench Lulav the first day Yom Tov Sukkah. So you have to repeat it because of Safi the Raisa. But the bracha is only the Rabbanon. Do you make the bracha or not? So according to Rashi, and the halach is always like Rav, according to Rashi, that you don't make a bracha. You do make a bracha because it's a suffering in the Torah. It's only if the Chalamoy you don't remember, suffering the Rabbanah, you don't make a bracha. But according to others, since the suffering is a Torah, then you have to make the bracha again afterwards as well. Second one, first, Amar Avuna. Chotzer, if you have a courtyard, Sheyesh Labeis Pesachim, has two entrances on two sides of the street. One is on the north and one is on the east. Tzericha Shteinet, you need two candles. If you remember, Rashi holds that you light on the door of your house. So Rashi clearly says it means you have a house with two doors, and one, not in the chotzer, but the doors of your house facing the chotzer. And Tosfos uses this as a proof that the chotzer was at the doors of the chotzer itself. So this is Rav Amram. When do we say that? Elam Shteiruch, two different sides. Says Maris Ayin. People think you didn't light. Avo Mila Ruch Achad Loit Tzarich. Now, my time. What's the reason? Elay Mishuch Shadach Shashad Man. Who's going to suspect you? Elay Mishuch Shadach Alma. People from other towns, visitors. Even if you have one side, two doors, maybe you should have them both doors, because how do they know that both doors belong to one house? Maybe they're two different units here. So therefore, if you were a matter sign, and ich shodded the b'nei Moshe, the people in the city, people in the locals, they know that it's one house here. So even on two different sides, they don't have to. No, local chshad, v'zimnin the michle v'bahai v'loi chofi b'hai. What happened? They only walk down this street, not the other street, and they don't see a menorah here. They're going to conclude that you don't have a Chanukah licht. The army, they'll think, people always think the worst in others, and they're going to assume that if you don't have here, you don't have here. And the whole thing is a chshad, like the yisim nekim hashonu miyisrael. But the Gemara doesn't bring that down. The Gemara brings something else. The Gemara brings, it's a little bit hard to understand the dimion, but this is what the Gemara brings, the comparison. How do you know we are worried, concerned what other people think? The time we learned, for four reasons, the Torah said, when you, the dinner pay is, you leave behind the corner for the poor people. The last part of the field that you're going to harvest, that's the part you leave for the poor people. For four reasons. Number one, because if you can decide any time while you're harvesting that you give it to poor, you have a first cousin who's poor, you'll tell him, come in tomorrow when I'm right in the middle and you can take whatever you want. You're stealing from all the other poor people. The Anim don't know when you're going to give them, so they can hang around your field meanwhile they're losing out all these other opportunities. But if it's the end of the field, they'll know exactly when to come over. Because we are going to be suspicious that you didn't give any. Could we see you finished harvesting, we didn't see, even though you claim you gave it before. Also, because the Pasuk says that you shouldn't completely cut off your field for yourself. So, no, but it sounds like you should give it at the end. Now the Gemara explains. Because on the Yom Shalit Balabai Shop, and he sees an empty time, Yom Lekrevo, and he'll say he's relative, a poor man, Hadei's the payer. Here's the payer, come and get it. That the anim shouldn't sit there a whole time and wait. Now he's going to let it go. Meanwhile, they're losing all these other opportunities. People pass by shouldn't go and say, he should be cursed. Didn't give any tzedakah. Also, because he shouldn't conclude. Someone has a question. Could a pasuk say so? All of them are the same. They're all saying the same thing, that you have to. It should be the end of your harvest. What it means is that if you, it's very easy to cheat. If you can give it any time you want, and people see you finishing, and say, "Oh no, I gave yesterday when I was started, or 2 days ago." This way, no ramoy. Difficult to understand is here the chshad is that people think you're stingy, you didn't give stock, and they're going to curse you. And we learned before that atiyah kilos head, a curse can have weight, and it can affect you. What does it have to do with a person not lighting Chanukah licht but thinking he didn't light Chanukah licht? So they think he didn't light Chanukah licht. So unless Chanukah licht is persume nissa, it's not like any other mitzvah that people might suspect you didn't do the mitzvah. The whole idea is that you should mefaris in the nest. And here you're not doing the persume nissa of haraya, people walking by, they don't see that you have anything to do with Chanukah. So therefore, it's more than just tam. They're going to be accusatory. Here they're thinking that you're completely, not interested in propagating Torah and mitzvahs, something to that effect. But you still really need to see the comparison between these two cases. Anyway, I'm going to talk about Aviva Rav Huna. Nay, if you have a candle, sheyesh shnei pi'us, you have two openings. They used to have, Rashi explains the length here, they used to have a cup, and the cup had a cover, and the cover had one hole for the wick, and another tiny hole, they used to drip the oil in there. So if you have two openings, they work for two people. So Tosfos assumed that two people means two different households, and if they lit it by the doors, for one person would be on his left side of his house and the other person would be on the right side, how can that work? So Tosfos proves to me they did it by the chutzah. But Rashi clearly avoids that, and he says that this was not Mahadrim and a Mahadrin. This was Mahadrin who lit one candle per person within the same house. So it might have been two people sharing the same house, and therefore there's no issue whatsoever. Amar Rav says Rava, Mile Kaida Shemni, filled up a cup with oil, the Kifa Psilas, he surrounded it with wicks. Kafa Alea Keli, if you covered it with a Keli, so the wicks now are separated, Oil the Kama Bin Yadam, they serve as a number of people. Like Kafa Lekli, but if you didn't, then you have a number of wicks that Asa Kimi Medura, looks like a flame. But Fila Echanami, not even one person had Yetze. And the Rishonim say, but if you separated them, it's clearly that they're separated, even though they're all sharing the same oil, it's good. Omar Levis is over. Pshitili, I am convinced. Ner Beisa v'ner Chanukah, Shabbos Licht. And Chanukah Licht, Ner Beisa Adiv. Shabbos Licht are more important from Shalom Beisa. Even though we're going to learn of Chofeim and Beisa, there are other reasons for lighting Shabbos Licht, either Kovet Shabbos or Oynik Shabbos. The Gemara Yechov Gimel brings another reason, which is Shalom Bayis. And this reason, Shalom Bayis is because if it's dark, people bump into each other. And it's very uncomfortable. And it brings everybody to distress. And they won't enjoy the Shabbos. So for that reason, Oynik and Kovet wouldn't override Chanukah, but Shalom Bayis definitely overrides Chanukah. What about Ner Beis and Kiddush Yom, Ner Bayis and Kiddush? Ner Beis, Adam Shul Shalom Beis. Now everyone asks, Kiddush is Mahatayra. How can a candle which is under a bun push it away? So some people say that Kiddush is not Mahatayra because like the Rambam says, you yaitze teisim psachim, you yaitze with davening. So the Kiddush is under a bun, and that's the question. The Rajma says, and there are others around, you have a choice of making Kiddush either on wine or on bread. So therefore, and you're talking about a case where you have bread. So then the Shabbos comes first. Boy, Rabba, okay, what about Ner Chanukah Kiddush Yomahu? You have Chanukah Licht and Kiddush. Which one takes precedence? Do we say Kiddush Yomahu Adiv the Tadir is more frequent? Or do we say Chanukah Adiv, or maybe Chanukah Licht Moshim Pesuminisa? Pesuminisa is that paramount that it overrides Kiddush. Basa the boy had a poshte. He then resolved it. Nechanukah adim shabsuminisa. Nechanukah is better because pesuminisa is so important. So Tosfos has a whole discussion that Rishonim, if it's Chodesh Tevis like we had this year, falls down on Shabbos, and you have the three kriyas, kriyas teira, the normal parsha, then you have Rish Chodesh and you have Chanukah. Which one should you have teira? So Tosfos says you do have teira on Chanukah because the pesuminisa is the most important. So the obvious question then is, says Tosfos, so how come we read Rish Chodesh before we read Chanukah? We should read Chanukah first. So Tosfos says an interesting rule, which he uses also in the beginning of Megillah. There's a difference between you ask priorities, you're going to do both. The question is which one takes precedent, or if you only have a choice of doing one. If you have both, and then it's a question of order, then Tadir comes first. They have a rule, Tadir Shein Tadir Kaidim. But if you can only do one, then Chanukah Licht, Pesuminisa is more important than Rish Chodesh. He uses the same thing by Megillah, and which takes precedence between Megillah or other Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So since it's a question of reorder, Megillah comes first. But if you only can do one, then surely Avodah HaMikdash is more important. Rashba says a simple thing. The reason why you read Rish Chodesh first is because since you're going to do the Haftarah of Chanukah, then we want that the Kriya of Chanukah should be adjacent to the Haftarah of Chanukah as well. The Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Abuna said, Harag b'nei, somebody has a number of candles, haven laid bonin tamid chachamim, have children who are tamid chachamim. Hazoy the mezuzah, somebody very careful mezuzah, having kosher mezuzahs, zoychil adira no, he will merit having a very nice dira. And hazoy betitzis zoychil talus no, you'll merit a nice talus. Hazoy b'kiddush hayayim, if you're careful in kiddush hayayim, make it on wine and so on, you're going to afford to fill up barrels of wine. Ravuna used to walk by all the time of the house of Rabu Avin the carpenter. He had many candles. According to Rashi, that he lit Shabbos candles and Chanukah licht. According to Tosfos, that the husband and the wife, they both lit. Omar, he said, they both lit. Today, Gavre Ravre and Nafkim Achad. Have two great tzaddikim coming from here. Nafkim and Ayu, you had from here of Idi Baravin, who's a big Amoida, and of Chia Baravin. Rav Chiz is to walk by the house of Rav Shizbi, the father, either it's talking about the father of Rav Shizbi or the father-in-law. And he saw that the father-in-law had a number of candles. So according to Tosfos, only the woman lit the candles there. And according to Rashi, he's only talking about Shabbos or Chanukah. Only one great tzaddik will come from here. Love Menai, Love Shizbi. Then what I said, the Visu Rabbi Yosef. Now, I forgot to tell you before, big machlek is a shayna on the previous Gemara. It's actually a big machlek that affects everybody. And that is the Gemara says that Ner Chanukah, that Shalom Bayis comes before Ner Chanukah. Based on that, the Ramban says when it comes to Friday Chanukah, we should light first the Shabbos licht and then light the Chanukah licht because Ner Shabbos comes first. The Bahad says no. Once you light Shabbos licht with Shabbos, how can you go ahead and light Chanukah licht afterwards? And this Gemara has nothing to do with the order of lighting. According to the Bahag, it says, big machleg is a shayinim. Ramban says, why does Ramban says, very simple in logic, why does lighting Shabbos licht have anything to do with Kabbalah Shabbos? The fact, the reason why you're lighting Shabbos licht is because it's not Shabbos. Because you're not lighting Shabbos. So where do you see here that he wants Shabbos to come in? Other shayinim hold that Shabbos comes in, the big machleg is what exactly? In the Bahag itself, is it the lighting of the candles? Is it the Kabbalah in your mind that you think that when I light the candles, I want now Shabbos to come, such that what you had in mind that brings the Shabbos? Or is it the bracha? Like when you light the candles and make a bracha, that's what brings the Shabbos. And the Rashba says, he understood the Bahag, that it's the lighting of the candle itself, so he asked a very simple question. So how do you light the second candle? The moment you lit the first candle, the Shabbos already. And even though you intended to light seven, so therefore, l'chayda, you're not finished till you light seven, doesn't matter. If the lighting, the act of lighting the candle brings the Shabbos, says the Rashba, it's Shabbos already. But others say it's not the light of the candle, it's a gemira's das in your mind. And others say it's the bracha itself, which is that's why we make the bracha after the lighting candle. And then they use the next gemara here to each one to prove his case. What's the story here? The visa of Rabbi Yosef, the wife of Rabbi Yosef, having ma'achra, she delayed her lighting and madlefla. She lit the candle as late as possible, close to Shabbos as possible. Because she thought it should be done as close to Shabbos as possible. On the Tanya, we learned Yomush Amuda On and Yom of Amuda Shalila that they overlapped. It overlaps. So the Shabbos can be brought in earlier. So why bring it too early? Don't bring it early and don't bring it late. In other words, so the Shem will bring it out for me that when you light the candles, it actually brings in the Shabbos. That's why he said you could bring it in earlier, but not too early, not before Plag HaMincha. The Rambam learned that this whole Gemara here has nothing to do with Shabbos, it's to do with Chanukah. And nothing to do with Shabbos whatsoever. And in fact, he uses this expression when he talks about lighting Chanukah licht when it should be lit. Says a little further. Amar Rava, Derocha Rabban, if you love Rabbanon, have Lebanon Rabban. You'll have children that are rabbis because you love them. And children you love. The Maik Rabban, if you honor Rabbanon, have Lechasunos Rabban. You'll have sons in law that are Rabbanon. You love your sons in law, but not as close, not as good as your sons. The dochum rabbanon, if you're frightened of rabbanon, then this is not something that's peripheral. You fear them. Who goof after rabbanon? You become a rabbi yourself. Bila bar hachi, if you're not shaykh, then mishtam and milik to rabbanon. People listen to you and respect you just like a rabbi who speaks. Loi b'shem sefer, not the oil, says the Mishnah, don't use for Shabbos. Maybe we'll stop here and continue mitzvah shem tomorrow. There's a new sugya here.